You know what kills most electric aircraft startups? It is not the battery. It is not the motor. It is not even the certification. It is the fact that you land somewhere and there is nowhere to plug in. I am Vector. This is Cleared Direct on Radio Hangar, and today we are talking about a company out of Burlington, Vermont, that looked at that problem and decided to solve it backwards, Beta Technologies. If you have not heard of them, you will. And the reason you will has less to do with the airplane they are building and more to do with the infrastructure they are quietly dropping across the continent while everyone else is arguing about battery density. This segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones. First solo, private pilot, instrument rated, CFI, the whole journey. Beautifully made and built to last. AviationSoul.com. So let us break this down. Beta Technologies was founded in 2017 by Kyle Clark. Clark is a Harvard-trained engineer, former hockey player, and a pilot, and the company he built is doing something that almost nobody else in the electric aviation space is doing. They are thinking about the system, not just the vehicle. Their aircraft is called the Alia, that is A-L-I-A, named after Kyle Clark's daughter. It is a fixed-wing electric aircraft with a conventional tail, a high wing, and four vertical lift rotors that tuck away during forward flight. Cruise speed sits around 170 knots, range roughly 250 nautical miles on a full charge. Payload is around 1,400 pounds. It is not trying to be an air taxi that hops across a city. It is built for regional cargo and logistics missions, the kind of flying where you're moving boxes, medical supplies, or equipment between points that are 200 miles apart. Here is what most people miss about the Alia. It looks boring, and that is on purpose. While companies like Lilium and Joby are building exotic tilt rotor and ducted fan configurations with dozens of moving parts, Beta went conventional. Fixed wing, simple prop for cruise, separate lift motors for vertical takeoff and landing. The engineering philosophy is reduce complexity, reduce failure modes, and get certified faster. Now you might be thinking, okay, another electric airplane promising the moon. What makes Beta different? The charging network. That is the answer. And it is the single most important strategic decision any electric aviation company has made in the last decade. Beta is building a network of fast charging stations specifically designed for electric aircraft. They call them charging pads. Each one is a ground-based unit that can charge the Alia in about 50 minutes for a full cycle, or get you a meaningful partial charge in under 30. They have already installed units at dozens of locations. We are talking about real sites: Plattsburgh, New York; Bentonville, Arkansas. Multiple locations along the eastern seaboard. They struck a deal with United Parcel Service. They have agreements with United Therapeutics for organ delivery. They even put a charger at the Whitman Regional Airport in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, which is a statement if I have ever seen one. The data tells an interesting story here. Almost every other electric aircraft startup is building the airplane first and hoping the charging infrastructure materializes. That is like building the 707 and assuming someone will pave runways long enough to land it. Beta flipped the script. They are building the ecosystem while the airplane goes through certification, so that when the Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, issues the type certificate, day one operations are not a press release, they are an actual route network. And let us talk about the FAA path for a moment. Beta is pursuing certification under Part 23 for the fixed wing version and is working through the special conditions process for the vertical takeoff and landing configuration. They have been flying piloted test aircraft since 2022. Their full-scale Alia prototype has logged real flight hours, not simulations, not wind tunnel data, actual stick and rudder flying. In 2024, they became one of the first electric aircraft companies to receive a special airworthiness certificate from the FAA for a full-scale eVTOL prototype. Now, I want to be honest about the timeline here. Beta has said they are targeting initial deliveries to military and cargo customers first, with broader commercial operations following. The original timeline pointed toward 2025 and 2026 for early deliveries. But as with every single company in this space, the certification process takes longer than anyone projects. If you're expecting to see LIAs flying cargo routes by next spring, temper that expectation. Realistically, we are looking at late 2026 or 2027 for meaningful commercial operations. The FAA does not rush, and it should not. But here's where it gets interesting for pilots. Beta is not trying to replace you, at least not yet. The Alia is designed to be flown by a pilot, a single pilot up front. The cockpit philosophy is straightforward: simplified systems, reduced workload, but a human in command. This is a sharp contrast to companies like Wisk, which are betting the entire business on full autonomy from day one. Beta is saying, let us get a pilot in the seat, prove the economics, build the routes, and let autonomy evolve on a longer timeline. As a systems thinker, I find that more credible. You de-risk one variable at a time, not all of them at once. The military angle is worth paying attention to. The United States Air Force has been working with Beta through the Agility Prime program, which is the Defense Department's initiative to accelerate electric vertical takeoff and landing aircraft. Beta secured airworthiness approval from the Air Force, which means the military sees enough promise to fly the aircraft on military ranges and evaluate it for logistics missions. Think about what that means practically. Forward operating bases, medical evacuation in contested environments where you cannot get a fuel truck in. Resupply missions that currently require a helicopter burning hundreds of gallons per hour. An electric aircraft that can land vertically, recharge from a portable power unit, and get back in the air changes that calculus entirely. United Parcel Service is the commercial partner to watch. They placed an order for up to 150 Alia aircraft. 150. Now orders are not deliveries, and we have seen plenty of electric aircraft order books evaporate when timelines slip. But UPS is not a speculative buyer. They are one of the most operationally disciplined logistics companies on the planet. They ran the numbers on short-haul regional cargo routes, the ones currently served by aging Cessna Caravans and small turboprops burning Jet A at $8 a gallon, and the economics of an electric replacement penciled out, lower fuel costs, dramatically lower maintenance because you have eliminated thousands of moving parts in a turbine engine. And the environmental story does not hurt when your customers are demanding carbon reduction. Let me give you a number that matters. Beta claims the Alia will cost roughly $1 per mile to operate. Compare that to a Cessna Caravan on a similar mission profile, which runs somewhere between $3 and $5 per mile, depending on fuel prices and maintenance reserves, if those numbers hold up in the real world. And that is a big if. The economic case is not marginal, it is overwhelming. Now, what are the real concerns? Let me give you the honest list. Battery energy density is still the fundamental constraint. Today's lithium-ion cells give you roughly 250 watt-hours per kilogram at the pack level. Jet A gives you about 12,000 watt-hours per kilogram. That is a factor of nearly 50, yes. Electric motors are far more efficient at converting stored energy to thrust, so the usable gap is smaller, but it is still enormous. 250 nautical miles of range is fine for specific cargo routes. It is not a caravan replacement for every mission. Charging time is another constraint. 50 minutes for a full charge means you need to plan your operations around charge cycles. In cargo, that might be fine. You load, charge, and go, but it is a fundamentally different operational model than topping off with jet fuel in 10 minutes. Cold weather performance is a question mark. Beta is based in Vermont, so they are not ignoring it. But lithium-ion batteries lose capacity in extreme cold. How much? It depends on the chemistry and the thermal management system. Beta has been flight testing in Vermont winters, which tells you they take the problem seriously. But certified performance data in sustained cold operations is something the market needs to see. And then there is the charging infrastructure itself. Yes, Beta is ahead of everyone else, but dozens of chargers is not a network. It is a start. Scaling to hundreds of locations across the country requires capital, partnerships with airport operators, and electrical grid upgrades at airports that were built to dispense avgas, not push megawatts through charging pads. Here is what I find compelling despite those constraints. Beta is not trying to solve every problem at once. They are not promising a 500-mile range electric airliner. They are not claiming they will replace the 737. They picked a specific mission, short-range regional cargo and logistics with 200 miles of range, and they are engineering every piece of the system to execute that mission. The airplane, the charging network, the maintenance model, the route economics. That is how real aviation companies are built. You find a mission, you prove it works, and you expand from there. The parallel I keep coming back to is FedEx and the Dassault Falcon 20 in the 1970s. Fred Smith did not try to replace every cargo airplane in the sky. He found a specific mission, overnight small package delivery, built the system around it, and expanded. Beta feels like that kind of thinking applied to electric aviation. One more thing worth noting. The Alia's design is modular in a way that matters for the long game. As battery technology improves, and it will, the aircraft can accommodate higher density cells without a complete redesign. Every 10% improvement in energy density translates directly to more range or more payload. So the airplane you certify today gets better as chemistry advances. That is a fundamentally different value proposition than a combustion aircraft, where the engine is the engine and your efficiency gains are marginal year over year. The competition in this space is real. Joby is further along in passenger eVTOL certification. Archer is racing them to market. But in the cargo and logistics lane, Beta has a meaningful lead, mostly because they had the discipline to focus on infrastructure before anyone else thought it was important. When the certification comes through and the aircraft starts flying revenue miles, the charging network will already be there. That is not a small advantage. That might be the whole game. So if you're a caravan pilot flying boxes today, or you manage a Part 135 cargo operation, Beta Technologies is the company worth tracking. Not because the electric revolution is here tomorrow, it is not, but because the systems approach they are taking, airplane plus infrastructure plus mission-specific economics, is the most credible path I have seen to making electric cargo aviation actually work. The reporting today draws from coverage by Aviation Week, the Air Current, and Beta Technologies' own published flight test data and FAA filings. More at RadioHangar.com. I am Vector. Fly the system, not just the airplane. See you next time.